Flemish masters.
No, we didn't. Dad, we never said anything of the sort. When I last saw you, you were in the Pissarro, weren't you?
That's right.
Well, I said I'd meet outside the Anstrax. We'd go through the old Greco, up the Van Eyck, and I'd see you in front of the bloody Rubens.
Nah. I said I was going to go round the Velasquez, through the Anstrax, up the Impressionists, and then in front of the Flemish masters.
No, it didn't, Dad. It doesn't matter anyway. Here, I have a sandwich. My feet are killing me.
What's that got to do with a sandwich?
Nothing, I just said it afterwards, that's
all. Well, you shouldn't say things like that together. It could confuse a stupid person.
You know, Pete, I reckon there's a lot of rubbish in this gallery, you know.
Yeah. Well, not only rubbish, Dad, there's a lot of muck about. Yeah. I've been looking all over the place for something good.
Yeah.
I've been looking for that lovely green gypsy lady. You know the one with Turkey Corey done? Wonder. With a lovely shining skin. Where is she? Nowhere.
Nowhere. So I went up to the manager. I said, here. I got him by the collar. I said, here.
Yeah?
I said, here.
Threatened with
him. Give him special.
Get him, did you?
Or 4.4 FM. I'm Spax, and listening to another sonic collage and fantasy ingredient. Revive your inner spook. We'll be right back.
Morning smack of the spade that wakes up sleep shakes a desolate boy who slits his throat in the dark of the coffin and sheds dry leaves that break one bone to light with a judgment club. After the feast of tear-stuffed thyme and thistles, in a room with a stuffed fox and a stale fern, I stand for this memorial's sake alone in the sniveling hours with dead Hump Anne, whose hooded fountain heart once fell in puddles round the parched worlds of Wales and round each sun. Though this for her is a monstrous image, blindly magnified out of prayers, her death was a still drop. She would not have me sinking in the holy flood of her heart's fame. She would lie dumb and sleep, and need no druid of her broken body. But I, Anne's bard on a raised hearth, call all the seas to service, let her wood-tongued virtue babble like a bellboy over the hymning heads. Bow down the walls of the ferned and foxy woods. Let her love sing and swing through a brown chapel. Bless her bent spirit with poor trotting birth. Her flesh was meek as milk, but this skyward statue with a wild breast and blessed and giant skull is carved from her in a room with a wet window, in a fiercely morning house in a crooked ear. I know her scrubbed and sour humble hand, blind with religion in her stamp, her threadbare whisper in a damp word, her wit's drill hollow, her fist of a face dyed clenched on a round pane. And sculptured Anne with 70 years. These cloud-sopped marble hands, this monumental argument of the tune, voice, gesture, and psalm, storm me forever over her grave until the stuffed lung of the fox twitch and cry love, and the strutting fern lay seeds on the black sill.
Hold him by his hair.
Disgusting to be that old and to be her lover.
Yeah,
I'm her husband. Not her lover.
Same age as me, 40, almost. But if you'd been a younger man, it would have been all right.
God, when you were 17, you'd been 40 old.
Oh, stop that, man.
God, it's all...
Un ange. Il est parfait pour moi. Mais s'il va rentrer, il ne me quitte jamais. Il devait avoir une affaire. Enfin, ça va, je t'embrasse. Hein? Allez, au revoir. Au revoir, Toto. Bonne chance.
Thank you. Amen, amen.
Elegant young courtier Biron, who planned to shun with his bachelor friends the company of women, falls immediately as their approach. But love, first learned in a lady's eyes, lives not alone immured in the brain, but with the motion of all elements, courses as swift as thought in every power, and gives to every power a double power above their functions and their offices. It adds a precious seeing to the eye. A lover's eyes will gaze an eagle blind. A lover's ear will hear the lowest sound when the suspicious head of theft is stopped. Love's feeling is more soft and sensible than are the tender horns of cockled snails. Love's tongue proves dainty Bacchus gross in taste. For valor is not lover Hercules still climbing trees in the Hesperides, subtle as Sphinx, as sweet and musical as bright Apollo's lute strung with his hair. And when love speaks, the voice of all the gods make heaven drowsy with the heart.
Thank you. darkest of Shakespeare's tragedies. And as night falls in his castle, we feel the terrors thicken. Macbeth, urged on by the pleadings of his ambitious wife, comes from the banquet where he is entertaining the king.
You! Where is she? Where's my wife?
What's the matter, Mrs. Speaker?
You know what the matter is, fetching a cigarette. Where's my wife?
Your wife, yes, you are there, Mrs. Speaker. This is not a lost property of this.
I want my wife! Oh, where is she? You skinny little rat! Where's my wife? Where is she?
Now, Mr. Speaker, if you have a finish, I ask you to leave the kitchen. I have other diners.
Yeah. I'm the only diner in that here, boss. I own this restaurant. I want my wife. You've been now. Where is she?
Thank you. may be your boss, but he ain't mine.
Sam, it's true. Now, boys, what are you doing right now? You're in the wrong racket. It's perfect. Rico? Now you're famous, James.
You see, Otero, there ain't no use in being scared of any of these big guys. The bigger they come, the harder they fall.
It's all right. Yeah, I ain't doing so bad in this business, though. So right. Watch out of the gap, what's your head? Good night, get with your sissy.
Soup. I'm Spax. This was a live intuitive mashup in the studio. The ingredients were Blank Disc, Peter Cook, Dudley Moore, Dylan Thomas, Bonnie M, excerpt from The Cook, The Wife, The Thief, and The Lover, Henry Cow, bits from The Shop Lounge, a recording of Matthew Samson of a Blue Mosque in Turkey, Hildegard Westerkamp in India, Speedy West, Edith Piaf reading La Belle Indifférente by Jean Cocteau, Mrs. Mills, The Field Effect, Lee Gamble, Charles Dodge, Merzbow, John Cale, Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, John Gielgud reading Shakespeare, Mobius, Fort Trek, Malthus, a white label album called O-Coupt, spelled K-O-E-P-T, Igor with three R's, some of my own stuff from 10 years ago, and now we're listening to Christiane Walmart Orchestra, our ensemble. The Lee Gamble album was considered intermingles, and it was playing for about half an hour throughout this program. So you can hear this show later on again, if you like, and previous shows on mutoid.org/soundsoup. So this has been Sound Soup. See you again next week.
This is Rob Simone here on Resonance FM. You are invited to come along for the ride. The UK's only full-time alternative information program. Join us for this weekly journey of discovery here on Resonance FM 104.4.
Groove on. Hi, Hi, this is film producer and director Paul Davids.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo.
Hello, this is David Icke.
Hi, this is Uri Geller.
The UK's only